couple of weeks ago, we gave you all a challenge. The photographers Jerry Yulsman and Maggie Taylor provided 10 photographic elements for you to assemble into your own compositions. And hundreds of you responded, making fantastic and generally fantastical works. You can see them all at studio360.org. We got more than 600 submissions. Jerry and Maggie judged all of them, and they are back in the studio now to tell us whose they liked best. So, Maggie and Jerry, thank you for doing this. It was a huge undertaking, huger than any of us knew.
We were totally overwhelmed that there were over 600 images that people sent in. It was a lot of fun to look at them. We were absolutely surprised by the different combinations of things that people came up with.
It's just amazing the variety of results that they were able to create just using these same elements, essentially.
You're like two gods who created the universe and then waited to see what the humans would do with what you'd created. Maggie, were you surprised at some of the ways that people combine these elements?
Well, you know, at first when I picked out the images Jerry and I selected to provide for the contest, we had no concept that people would try to combine every single one together.
Yeah.
And some people did. I mean, there were some people who used only one or two elements, and some used all of them. So the whole thing was rather eye-opening.
Yeah.
Things were used in ways that we never imagined.
Well, and you guys agreed on one big winner, but you each had a different runner-up. So Maggie, you first. Tell me about your runner-up and why you chose her.
Well, I chose the image that I chose as the runner-up, which was called the Tree Hugger, because I like the character that this artist created. And he's got a forest growing out of the bowler hat. Just, it's very, very streamlined and elegant, and she's subtly altered the colors and pulled everything together with a texture, and it just struck me as very nicely done.
Yeah, her name is Cindy, and it is nice. It's. I have to say, I mean, when I saw the two runners-up that you guys chose, the one you chose, Maggie, is sort of more like your work, and the one that Jerry chose is sort of more like his work. Jerry, tell me about the runner-up by a guy named Joseph that you chose.
Well, again, I guess we were attracted to the bowler hat, which in one of the images occurred on your head, of course. But this image has a guy emerging just at eye level out of this dirt road. And I don't know, it's just the idea that someone could conceive of, you know, cutting it off at that point and making it somewhat believable that he's looking out on this landscape. And the title was something that said, "Behold the Secrets of the Forest." And then he's given it an overall sort of sepia tone, which is somewhat of a reference to early photography, and has managed to include separate elements, the guitar, the stone head, there's one butterfly, and then a flock of birds.
Yeah, the flock of birds sort of that one doesn't see at first that's over there in the rear left is really lovely and gives some sort of kinetic feeling to the thing.
And that person has done an excellent job with all of the shadows. It just really works.
Yeah.
Maggie became more the technical expert in terms of she knows enough about Photoshop. And when some people accomplished certain technical skills at a high level, she was very much aware of that.
Yeah. Well, there's also in the big winner, the one you chose, on which you agreed, there's also a nice shadow. Maggie, describe this picture by an artist named Rhett Rebold.
Well, what Rhett has created is a sort of bird as flying machine. So he's taken the blackbird that we provided and nicely enhanced it with a little cockpit and sort of an antique pilot, which I think is a woman, but it's sort of hard to say. It's a sort of...
I'd say it's a woman. I'd say it's an Amelia Earhart-ish person.
Yes, complete with the leather bomber jacket inside of the bird. And then in the background, you see a giant blimp coming over, which everything, just the scale of the whole thing is surprising and fun and wonderful.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's one of these images that when we first saw it, you know, you laugh out loud. It's so loony, but at the same time, it's presented in such a cohesive way visually that it just engages you at all kinds of levels. And then I get always amazed by how someone could think of this. I mean, where does this come? You know, looking at those elements to be able to come up with this is an amazing task.
Well, let's give Rhett Rebold a call where he lives in outside of Washington, D.C., and find out how he came up with it. And he doesn't know that he's won, so we're going to let him know.
I hope he's
all
home.
All right.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, is that Rhett?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Kurt Anderson from Studio 360.
Hi, I'm glad to meet you.
Well, thank you very much for participating and submitting your picture. I'm here actually with Jerry Yulsman and Maggie Taylor. And in fact, Jerry, why don't you go ahead and tell him how you guys judged his picture and what you thought of it?
Well, after looking at all 600 and plus images, yours was the one that we really most intensely responded to. It's just, it has a kind of quirkiness to it. It's certainly well done, well crafted, and was engaging. And we kept coming back to it. And it's, in our opinion, the winner.
Wow. I'm blown away. I'm really humbled.
Well, Jerry said that he and Maggie laughed out loud when they saw your picture. When you saw these 10 disparate elements that didn't necessarily suggest an antique female pilot in a bird with a dirigible, what led you to come up with this notion?
Well, you know, it was partially planned and partially accident. You know, my dad was a pilot. I like aviation. I like Zeppelins. So I just happened to have a really great shot of, I think Netta was her name, contemporary of Amelia Earhart, and such a great shot. And I was actually thinking of sticking her in the dirigible, and I drug it across the Crow, and it's like, oh, wow, that's way better, you know? Crow as aircraft, you know? It made me laugh. So, yeah, so that became kind of the theme.
I think, you know, it's a very successful image. The one tiny suggestion I would make that doesn't really alter it much, but I think the Zeppelin should be a little bit smaller. And if you move it up a little higher in the sky and give it a level of almost transparency, because it will enhance the space. There's great spatial quality already in the image, but if the dirigible is up there and a little fainter and smaller, that would help it. And I would, I'd hang it on my wall.
Well, and the thing I thought of, Rhett, when I saw it as an author who's always thinking about, oh, what should this next book be? It would be a great book cover. I don't know what the book is, but I would alert all authors and publishers out there to take a look at Rhett's image if you're looking for a cool book.
That's great.
Book
I appreciate
check.
The endorsement. Yeah. What would the book be? Things Can Get Weird.
Thanks so much for doing this and participating.
You did a great
job. Well,
my
pleasure. I'm really honored and, you know, nice to hear from you guys.
And Jerry and Maggie, thank you so much. And you didn't know what you were in for when we said, oh, judge these pictures.
It was, we didn't talk about the stress of us deciding, you know, we agreed on most. And then there was a point at which we almost needed counseling.
I was worried about that we were going to be the pretext for some marital bickering.
Yeah, right. Well, and there's also a part where you feel like you're a pig in a bacon judging contest.
But we
suddenly we're so close to these images.
We agreed 100%. On the winner, though, so that was the easy part. We just kept coming back to that one, and that was a no-brainer, so
right.
That was good.
Right.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can see Rhett's image and the runners-up at studio360.org, plus my special favorite and the favorites of the whole Studio 360 team, along with all the rest of those 600 entries. Thanks again to everybody who shared their work. It was awesome to see what you came up with. The contest is over, but we'll keep Jerry and Maggie's 10 photographic elements available on our website for your continuing remix pleasure.